Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hey, my name's Ken Mosesian. I'm a business consultant, author, and a speaker. And I train emerging leaders. I train up leaders at companies to be teams and to truly function in a way that supports their CEOs so they can focus on what they do best, which is creating the future of their companies.
Awesome, Ken. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I think it's that they're always in the mode of creation and they're always in motion. And if you can harness that and channel it in the right direction, that's when magic happens and companies grow in ways that were completely unexpected.
Outstanding. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top owners and executives that using testimonials and quotes from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're a social proof society. We look to everyone for their evaluation of something, whether it's a restaurant or a plumber. And so my thought is, yes, that's exactly right. Because we want to know that other people, particularly people that are verified, that we trust, have used a service or a product and that they found it valuable.
Absolutely there. Question number four, what advice do you want to share with other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
I'd like to share that I think the most important thing that they could do, especially for CEOs, is to stop. Take time, make sure that every week you have time to evaluate your team and to evaluate your business. It's not something that can just wait to happen when you're having your annual retreat. This has got to be ongoing evaluation. And some simple steps to do that is really to take a hard look at where you're at. I often find it helpful to have a mentor to do that. I work with a mentor. I've been working with one for years, and that person helps keep me grounded and honest and gives me objective feedback. Look at where the company is right now. Take a look at where you want it to be, where you're committed to have it grow. And then take a look at your current teams. And ask three questions. Do I have the right people? Do I have the right structure? And do we have the right resources for those people to grow as I want this company to? And then depending on the answer, you have to start making adjustments and make plans. So maybe you need to add to your team. Maybe there's people that were great for a startup but aren't great for a post-startup company. Maybe you have to change the organizational structure of the company. Maybe you have to bring in education and training. As long as that process is ongoing and evaluative and you're being transparent with your people about it, you're going to be in great shape. And the point of all of this is you want to set your people up so they can set you up to be successful. Oftentimes, particularly with entrepreneurial ventures, CEOs are still doing things that they did up when the company was a startup, and they're well beyond that. And so you want to make sure that those teams are there to support you so that you can do what you do best, the magic you do, which is create and look to the future and build. That's what I would advise them.
Perfect there. Let's get to question number five. Actually, I have another question for you. So when you talk about evaluating your team, give me some details on how to actually do that, not just go get a mentor.
Sure. So when I'm looking at teams, I want to look at the job description that they have, their performance on that job, and I want to be really honest in talking with them about whether or not they can grow beyond what they're currently doing. Oftentimes, they have those initial skills that were really attractive, and that skill may just have been, you know, they'll do anything for the CEO because they're excited about being in a company that's growing. Whether you're at the very beginning of your growth phase or whether you're well into it, it may just be that that was the attraction. So I'd want to have an honest conversation and an evaluation of what they're doing right now and whether or not they're able to grow into what you need that position to be if that company scales up the way that you want it to scale.
Perfect, perfect. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
So there's one that really comes to mind. He's a gentleman I do a mastermind with every week. His name is Dan Crum, and he teaches the CIA method of sales. And it's not just a clever name. Dan was actually a CIA agent. And so he brings his know-how from working with the Central Intelligence Agency to the work that he does in sales training. He'd be a great guest.
Perfect. I'll look him up. We're done here. Number six, most important question of the podcast, Ken. You got to focus on this one here. So Ken, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale was saying yes to something that I had never done before and not billing myself as an expert, but simply saying I could do it. It was for an industry I had zero experience in, and yet I knew there was a four-week lead time for this conference and that if I prepared well, I could go in and knock it out of the park. And I did, and I did. And in fact, out of the four keynote speakers that day, three were in industry and one was me, and I got the highest ratings. And I think the lesson for me was twofold. Number one, if you've got the time and you've got the drive, say yes, just say yes. But number two, the thing that really stuck out to me was I didn't have any preconceived notions about things walking in. And I was able to come into it clean and give them a new perspective. And I think that's the thing that made my presentation really attractive to them.
All right, love it there. So Ken, you've got 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early, go.
So real simple, just would invite anyone who's intrigued by the idea of building up their teams to chat with me. You can find me online. I know you're providing the links and there's some free stuff there. Audio copy of my book and the five chapters highlighted in a video program just by giving me your email. Would love to provide that to you and also give a 30-minute consultation. Bring a problem to me. We'll solve it together. If you find value, we can talk about whether or not it'd be a good fit to work further. If not, we part as friends.
Perfect. Love it there. You pulled it off. Six questions. Oh, stop the timer. That might help. Six questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
It's mosesian.com and it's like Moses, M-O-S-E-S-I-A-N.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Ken, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks very much. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day and I'll talk to you later. Bye.